Reporting from New Westminster, BC, this is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. Gathered outside the TransLink corporate office in New Westminster, SkyTrain janitorial staff employed by Dextera Group, a company contracted by TransLink, rallied to make known the major issues they have with their current working conditions and employer.
Working the home, work close, lack of proper supplies and equipment, and how workers are being treated when we speak up. We kept raising these issues because they were real. We asked for help. We asked for to be heard. And for months, I felt like nobody wanted to listen. Now WorkSafe BC has investigated documented violations. The concerns workers were raising weren't exaggerated. We weren't making them up. We were telling the truth.
The janitorial workers with TransLink SkyTrain system are also members of the Service Employees International Union Local 2, and for months have been reporting instances of workplace mistreatment, particularly regarding worker health and safety. These allegations were recently corroborated by WorkSafe BC inspections, and so SkyTrain janitorial workers are calling on TransLink CEO Kevin Quinn to hold Dextera Group accountable. CJSF attended the rally where those in attendance crossed the street towards the TransLink office building, hoping to hear from Kevin Quinn directly. It was unclear whether he was in the office, but building security prohibited anyone from entering the building, and no communication with TransLink staff or Kevin Quinn was had at the time. After the rally, we spoke with Dallas Van Steinberg, a union rep with SEIU Local 2, about some of the specifics of the workers' grievances and what had led up to this rally outside of the TransLink corporate office.
Well, we're gathered out here after a seven-month fight. The workers have brought up issues since February 1st when a new contractor came in on the SkyTrain for the cleaners called Dextera. Now, Dextera came in with no supplies, with very horrible management team that threatened our workers with intimidation, tried to decertify the union by withholding pay, engaged in conversations and threatening behavior when they asked for PPE or anything to keep them safe while doing their job. They asked them to clean the yellow line while the SkyTrain was running, and when they were trying to refuse, they told them they would get their visas pulled and sent back home. So we kept knocking on WCB's doors. We kept knocking on Kevin's door, BCRTC, and they told us, no, they're keeping every safety provision where it needs to be. There's no issue. We've audited them. There's no problem. We're not meeting with you. This is a problem not for us, but between you and your actual employer, which is Dextera.
What are the next steps in the work that you're doing now to fight against this?
Well, the one thing that comes out of this strife is always activists. Our workers are great workers, but they now have the skill, the ability, understanding. They know how to do this fight. We're never going away. Until the final product comes where these workers are made whole and safety is kept in line, and that when bidding on a contract just isn't about the dollar amount, it's about how that contract will play out and how those workers will be supported and cared for, we're not done. We will be around forever.
Once again, that was Dallas Van Steinberg, a union rep with SEIU Local 2, speaking on behalf of the janitorial workers rallying against their working conditions with Dextera Group and calling on TransLink CEO Kevin Quinn to hold the company accountable. This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.